That being Brian Also Brooks. And here is a short kick that's actually taken by an up man, and a good return by Eric Glover Williams across the 50, and he's got a big return into California territory. No flag on the play. He's already down inside the 40, down to the 35.
Little reverse and a little trickeration here on the opening kickoff as it went to Mark Carter, and Glover Williams comes behind him and puts it right in his gut, and all of a sudden you get the return coverage flowing to one side of the field, and all of a sudden the return's going back the other way, opens up a huge lane and great starting field position for the Rock.
37-yard line of Cal is where the Rock will start out, so a big, big momentum shift right out of the gate. The Rock coming at them, and they're going to come out with a backfield here with Wes Hills behind Chakar Berry, and they've got a big lineman in the back, and here goes Wes Hills. First down carry for 10, maybe 11 yards right out of the gate. They came up with a heavy set look in that backfield, Glenn.
And actually, you had Chakar Berry essentially acting as your fullback on that play. He gets out in front, gets the kickout block, which opens things up for Wes Hills. So great play call and nice little design there on first down.
Is that Steve Gaviglia they've got standing in the backfield? And it is, and he's got a block up front, and Powell's forward, and that's where Wes Hills goes, right behind him. Now he only picks up a couple, but they're showing a different look in that backfield
showing
right now.
Showing a different look, and if you notice, Bob, both these runs have been to the right side of the formation, so they must like what they have on the right side of their offensive line against the left side of the defensive front for California.
So it'll be a second and 8 after that 2-yard carry. The Rock moving the ball inside the 25. Down to the 24-yard line. It'll be second down, and Roland Rivers in the shotgun. Now it's a backfield with Wes Carr's sidecar, and here goes Wes. Big Wes right up the gut across the 20, down to the 18, maybe the 17. It'll be third and one.
Yeah, going to be just short, but now here on third and one, especially with running the ball here on the early downs, now you have the whole playbook. You can maybe pull this one back, do a little RPO here for Roland Rivers, see what he decides.
Quick snap. As the tempo comes into play. And here's a Wes Hills kick out to the outside. He's running for the 5-yard line and tackled right at the 6. It's a first down carry. He looked up the middle, didn't see anything,
yep,
and kicked it out to the
great
left.
Great jump cut. That play design was meant to go up the gut just to try to get the 1 yard, but it's completely bottled up. He makes one jump cut, gets to the left side, ends up going off tackle, and gets the first down. Great vision by Wes Hills.
It's first and goal, Slippery Rock, on this opening drive. Just underway, and we're barely 2 minutes in. Now here's a fake handoff to Hills, and Roland Rivers keeps it, takes it to the goal line. He's in! They say he touched the goal line. I thought they were going to put him down at the 1, but the officials raised the arms, and Roland Rivers on the ground takes it in for the score.
Great play call, and great decision by Roland Rivers. The first 4 snaps of this game, it's been Wes Hills, Wes Hills, Wes Hills. So what does Roland Rivers do here? Pulls this one back from the running back after he gets the entire defense to commit to Wes Hills in the middle. Runs it off tackle and gets upfield for the touchdown. Great read by Roland Rivers.
7 yards out, Roland Rivers in for the score, and it's 6-0 Slippery Rock with the extra point try to come from Jake Chapla. And it's Mike Merhot, the holder. Snap, good, kick, up. Oh, it angles to the right, but he gets it through. Boy, that was a nervous one. We haven't seen many of those. Jake comes into this game 42 for 42 with point afters and has made 73 straight. Well, you can make that 43 of 43 and 74.
And, you know, you watch him kick, and the one thing that you try to figure out with kickers is whether they come a little bit more horizontal or a little bit more vertical on their follow-through. And that time he got just a little bit more horizontal, which kind of made him pull it a little bit to the right. But still, through the uprights, either way, great job by this Rock offense. You had Coach Sean Lutz putting the confidence in his offense to take the ball first, get out here and get some points. And what do they do? 2 minutes into the game, 5 plays later, they punch it in for 6.
And Glover Williams with a 54-yard return on kind of an end-around as Mark Carter got it to number 19, and he set up shop, put the Rock deep into Cal territory out of the gate. So 5 plays, 37 yards in a minute 53, and the Rock has struck pay dirt first. 7-0 here at the 13:07 mark of the opening quarter. And this is a big one today, folks. The Rock wins. They literally clinch the PSAC West. Even though they have a game against Gannett at home next week, they will separate themselves in the Western Division field and get an opportunity to host the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Championship. And a big game in the East today as Kutztown is hosting Westchester, and that is going to determine the Eastern Division. So big, big games in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference here today. And we're set to go with the kickoff as Jake Chaplin boots it down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. And it is returned right up the middle, and a big run coming back here. That is California's return man who avoids Jake Chaplin. He's going to take it all the way back for a touchdown. Is there a flag?
There's a flag, but it's going to be offsides against Slippery Rock because it's back here at the 35. So
Nazir Taylor, the return man, took it inside the 5 and takes it all the way back. So big returns out of the gate here, special teams-wise, on the kickoff. And he takes it in and puts California on the board just like that. The Vulcans have responded to make it 7-6.
Boy, that's – oh, man, we're 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the game, and we're going to be tied up here. So it's a crazy start to this one as you had Slippery Rock come out and do nothing but run it down California's throat. And then the Vulcans just respond with a 98-yard kickoff return of their own to tie this thing up.
So now also Brooks on to try the extra point to tie this game. And they're exchanging footballs. They're probably going to be doing that a lot here today. We've got drizzle and rain. It's a cloudy, foggy, ugly day here at Adamson Stadium. So a wet football going to play a large part of this game, I would imagine, today.
Yeah, that's going to go really hand in hand with what we talked about in the pregame with limiting those turnovers. So limit the fumbles, limit the INTs with a wet football today.
Here's the extra point try, and we've got a stoppage before they even get to
it. I think this might be against Cal. I thought I saw a left guard. The left guard on the inside jump a little bit before Slippery Rock came across. Officials are getting together to talk it over.
And the discussion is underway at the moment here. And it looks like they are going to march it backward. In fact, the kicking team's already moved back. And, well, wait a minute. Now they're moving back up. Did they pick the flag up? We'll find out in a moment here.
Offside. Defense, number 94. Half the distance to the goal.
Well, that's against Slippery Rock. And that goes against number 94, Zach Bader, who apparently was offside. So it'll just make the chip shot a little closer. So the first penalty of the day goes against Slippery Rock, and that's been one that has really come up to bite them this year. They're averaging double-digit penalties, and they can't do that today against the Vulcans. Here's the extra point try. It is up. It is good. And just like that, Cal has tied the game at 7. 12:53 mark of the opening quarter, and we'll be back for the third kickoff of this day already in the first 3 minutes of the day right after this 30-second timeout on The Rock Station 97.7.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
This is Trey Blanford, defensive lineman at Slippery Rock University. You're listening to Rock Football on The Rock Station.
Well, it's just like starting the game all over again here at the 12:53 mark of this opening quarter with Mark Carter and Eric Glover-Williams going back deep. The Rock took the ball first, marched it right downfield thanks to a Glover-Williams 50-yard return on the kickoff, and then Roland Rivers capped it on the fifth play of the drive for a touchdown rushing of 7 yards. And on the kickoff, Nazir Taylor for Cal runs it back 98 yards, and we're knotted up here at 7-all. Here comes the kick. This time it is coming in the way of Mark Carter again, and he takes it at his 5. He's up across the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, kicks it to the outside, 35, 40, 45, hits a California player, knocks him out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Another big return by The Rock.
Listen, the kicker did his job. He got over there and forced the return man out of bounds, but anytime that you're a return guy and you see that you have the kicker there, you're going to make him pay for it. I mean, if he's going to do his job, then you better do yours and put him on the turf. And that's exactly what Carter did there.
And I think they gave him, let's see where they spotted this. They say he went out of bounds just shy of the 50. We'll spot it at the 46-yard line of Slippery Rock. Still good field position for Roland Rivers III and Wes Hills. Yes, Run to the hills as we roll down the river.
So, Bob, do you think special teams will play a factor in today's game from what you've seen so far today?
Yeah. That was one of the last questions I brought up to Coach Lutz in that coach's show, and, boy, is it proving out to be true so far. But we'll hope that settles down just a little bit here. Well, here we go with a double wide receiver split to each side, the stack, and they go screen to Jermaine Williams. He grabs it at his 47, puts his head down across the 50 to the 49, and he picks up five.
It's essentially a run play. You get out there on first down, you run a quick screen, you get upfield for 5 yards. I mean, that is a run play without handing it off.
So a five-yard grab. It'll be a second and five now. Wes Hills, sidecar right to Roland Rivers III. Double stack receivers again. Now they'll hand it off. No, he keeps it. Roland Rivers trying to dice his way to the 45, and he's just shy of it. They say his knee hit at the 46. He'll pick up three.
California showed heavy blitz from the left side of their formation pre-snap, and I think Roland Rivers saw that and decided to check off a little bit, but what happened was those two guys showing blitz actually dropped back then. So good read pre-snap by Roland Rivers, but then California with a good response to call off the blitz.
So you have Henry Litwin on the bottom side, Carnell Harley and Jermaine Wynn up top. With Zach Cirillo in the game on the near side, Litwin goes in motion toward the rock bench. And it's a handoff, Wes Hills. He puts his head down, gets the first down, pushes the pile to the 41-yard line, a gain of five. So that pre-snap motion working up to the top side of the field. And right now, Slippery Rock is moving on your radio dial left to right with the rock on the far sideline, California on the near sideline. And a crowd that is a little bit tempered today, maybe because of the rain.
Yeah,
so that may be a good thing. A great crowd on the opposite side. Almost as many Rock fans have made the trip. First and 10, Slippery Rock in Cal territory. Here's the snap. Roland Rivers going to do a roll around, and he's going to have to avoid a sack. And he gets away from it, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage and gets more. Still on his feet, is hit hard as he's dropped at the 36-yard line. What a great maneuver for 5 yards. Roland Rivers actually did a spin around away from the oncoming sack artist and got away from any negative yardage.
Yeah, but that play right there is a prime example as a player why you never give up on a play. Alexander, number 88, downfield blocking, actually just kind of gave up on the play, kind of went off his block and was standing around, and all of a sudden, before he knows it, Roland Rivers is right behind him running, so he's got to get back on his block, so play to the whistle.
They hand it off now, Wes Hills, he avoids a tackle, he's got a first down and a big carry, inside the 20, 15, 10, dives out of bounds at about the 8-yard line, he just motored right through the right side of that line.
If you're the California coaching staff right now, you got a little bit of a pit in your stomach, because today's conditions dictate running the football, and if this is the success that Slippery Rock is having so far in this game, it is going to be a long day for your defense.
It is first and goal, they've spotted at the 7-yard line. For Slippery Rock, big Wes Hills motoring on that one. And now they put a man in motion again. Same story. Henry Litwin goes to the top side. And it's Roland Rivers, and he's going to keep it. And he's got a hole, and he's going to try to dice his way inside the five. He does. Gets down to the 2-yard line, where he is knocked short of the goal line.
And nice read again by Rivers, as again you had a linebacker shooting through the line of scrimmage, and he went straight to Wes Hills. Didn't even think about Roland Rivers as a ball carrier. Went straight to Wes Hills. So what does Rivers do? Pulls that one back on the zone read, takes it himself upfield, and gets decent yardage on first down.
4 yards after the 29-yard carry by Wes Hills. So now it's second and goal.
Here's that formation again.
And they've brought Chakar Berry in. Steve Gaviglia actually goes in motion right now, and they hand off to Wilson. They're going to run his way, and guess what? Big Steve blew up a hole, and West goes into the end zone untouched for the 3-yard score.
Yeah, you have Gaviglia in that that fullback-esque position, motions behind the line of scrimmage, gets off to the left side of the formation, and then all of a sudden he becomes your lead blocker, does a great job of kicking out the defensive end, and it's an easy walk-in touchdown for West Hills.
They actually credit Wes Hills with 30 yards on that carry. I had him marked at the 8. He went down to the 7. Now the extra point try from Jake Chaplis of the Rock has now taken a 13-7 lead in this game. The extra point try out of the hold of Mike Merhot. No wind here today, just rain. Here's the kick. It's up and good. The streak continues for Jake Chaplis. The Rock has now taken a 14-7 lead here at California University of Pennsylvania, and a very impressive drive for the Rock. 7 plays, 54 yards in 3 minutes, 6 seconds. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Slippery Rock University Football on The Rock Station 97.7. Did you hit a deer, or did a deer hit you, or did you hit something else trying to miss a deer? No matter how it happened, keep Lutz Automotive in mind for your vehicle repairs. Located 1 mile north of Branchton Road on Route 8 in Slippery Rock, Mark and Jared handle mechanical, collision, and bodywork, along with minor repairs, too. They're also great at VW and Subaru timing chains. So for everything automotive, trust Lutz Automotive. Call them today, 724-794-2255.
Rock football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back here at Adamson Stadium, it's 14-7 in favor of the Rock, 9:40 mark of the opening quarter. Slippery Rock so far today has averaged 48 yards per kickoff return, with Eric Glover-Williams returning the first one, 54 yards. Mark Carter, 42 yards. It set up the Rock in decent field position both times, and they have made it work. As the Rock completes a 7-play, 54-yard drive, only one pass on that play. And that was that opening screen to Jermaine Williams. It's 14-7. Here comes the boot from Jake Chepla. And it comes down to the return man number 15, and that being Nazir Taylor, who ran that big one back for 98 yards. This time, the Rock has containment as he brings it out to the 18-yard line. They may even spot this at the 17 as we look across the field. I think they did. 17, so a return of about 15.
Nice. A better job that time by the kickoff coverage team of staying in their lanes as opposed to that opening kickoff for them. You know, when you draw up a kickoff coverage, you draw 10 guys running downfield and you draw 10 lanes across the field. Everyone stay in your lane, stay on your assignments. Better job that time. And because of it, only gets the ball out to the 17-yard line.
Yeah, 15-yard return is what it was. So he was inside the 5 when he scooped it. And now we go the first time to see the Cal offense. And here's a play action inside Root. And it's caught by the tight end, Ian Eidenfeld, out of the hands of Noah Mitchell, and across the middle they go, and it's a quick first down grab. Takes it across the 25, out to the 29-yard line.
RPO there, as you had Noah Mitchell pull that one back from the running back and then hit his receiver coming across on the quick slant. So good read there by the young quarterback, who's, keep in mind, he's a freshman. So try to keep get some pressure on him today, get him rattled.
Here's the snap, and it's Mitchell, and he's going to play action fake, and he hits across the middle again to the tight end, number 22. So they like what they see there with Ian Eidenfeld, I guess it is. That was Cam Turrent that time, a wide receiver who came out of the slot.
If you're Tristan McDonald, you're on that side of the field at the linebacker spot, you got to get a little deeper then. You got to make sure that you get into that throwing lane and take away that pattern.
That goes for 17 that time. And it's first and 10, Cal. They've moved it out quickly to the 46. They started at their own 17.
And listen, I know I make that sound easy because, you know, as a linebacker, you're first of all going to look at the backfield and make sure they're not running the ball. So you're cheating. Then all of a sudden, as soon as you realize it's a pass, you got to get back.
Now here's a handoff. Nope, he fakes it again. Or I guess he did hand it off.
No,
or did he throw it outside? Okay. I looked up, and I kind of looked up into the fog there for a moment and had a fog. It's incomplete. Fortunately, he did the play fake inside. And threw it to the outside, and it was incomplete.
I'll tell you what, I'm impressed so far. I mean, it's only three snaps, but Noah Mitchell, they're doing a lot of this read for him where he can either hand it off to his running back or pull it back, and he's making some really good decisions right now.
Yeah. Quick move there. He faked it to Nelson Brown. I was totally expecting a run there that time, but they're trying to put this ball up in the air quickly against the Rock defense. Second and 10 now at the California 46. Vulcans with the ball, down by 7. Here's the snap in the shotgun, and it is play fake again and across the middle. And a great catch in and out of the hands, though, of the receiver, and that's again Cam Tarrant, who drops it. He had it across the middle, stretched out for it, and lost it.
Bob, that's the same play that they ran the first two snaps. Same exact play. RPO, pull it back, and Tarrant's coming across on a slant. So something has got to change defensively for Rock right now because that, again, was wide open. If he didn't drop it, then it was going to be another first down, so you got to do something to fix that. You got to get a linebacker into that throwing lane.
So it's third down now for Cal. They've got double receivers split up top. The dangerous Dandridge on the near side. Brown in the backfield. He'll be sidecar left to Mitchell. Mitchell drops back. Empty backfield now as they come out and almost picked off. It went right through the hands of Tarrant. And having an opportunity to grab that was Slippery Rock's Kadir Roberts, who's back in. Good to see number 5, KD Roberts, back on the field. So it's going to be a punting situation after 3 consecutive incompletions for Cal.
Tough play for Roberts because you had Tarrant running an out pattern. So his initial reaction, actually, he was coming up to make the tackle. Well, what happens is ball goes right through the receiver's hands, and he had a perfect opportunity at making an interception, but he was worried about getting up there and making a stop. Just couldn't come away with the INT.
Now here's the punt, and this also features Brian Also Brooks, who, like Jake Chaplow, with a flag coming down here pre-snap. Jake Chaplow, the punter and kicker for the Rock. Also Brooks does the same thing for Cal. The young man, I believe he's out of the state of Michigan. We don't have a full roster sheet here from Cal today, but we'll try to get that for you.
I'm so frustrated with officials right now.
Offside defense, number 29, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
Well, they've called the Rock offsides again, and this time they say it's Braden Fuffman.
But both the reason I'm frustrated is that both penalties today have taken a two-minute conference to make the call. It's like if you throw the flag, be confident in what you're calling.
Jermaine Wynn, Jr. stands at his 11, and here comes the punt. It's a short one, and he's going to have to run up and catch it at his 18-yard line. Grabs it. He avoids a tackle across the 25. He's across the 30 and down just shy of the 35-yard line, and that's where Slippery Rock will start out. First and 10, they're leading here at the 8:06 mark of the opening quarter, 14-7. So Cal right away coming out of the gate with Tarrant scoring catching 2 balls for 29 yards, and then they kind of hit a flat tire there with 3 incompletions in a row and were forced to punt.
Intriguing to me that on a rainy day they come out and they didn't run the ball at all on their opening possession. It was 5 pass attempts. So interesting to me that this Cal offense came out on a wet day and decided to attack through the air.
And obviously they saw something on film that they wanted
to explore. Hey, it was working. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It was working.
We've got trip receivers on the near side stacked up in a triangle, and it's a handoff inside to Wes Hills. And he pushes the pile across the 35. He's going to pick up near 4 yards on this. Let's see where they spot him. They initially say he was at the 32. Now they back it up to the 31. So from the...
It's still a nice play design.
The 27 and pushes it forward 3 yards.
It's a nice play design because with those trips on the right side of the formation, you're trying to get the defense to flow that way, and then you run back opposite side of the field. You're hoping just to play the numbers game. Just couldn't get quite a larger carry on that.
They go to the triangle stack near side. Now they put Dakota Clannigan in motion to the top side. Wes Hills takes the handoff inside and goes across the 40 to the 41. He'll pick up 5 on that, make it a short third down.
And here we go. We got 15 yards coming up against Chris Larson. Shoved a guy down after the play.
And that is the stuff that Coach Lutz talked about in his coach's show, that he just has a tough time accepting. It's the after the play penalties that put those 15 yards on you that have really caught the Rock.
Don't get me wrong. Give the Cal player an Academy Award. It was a great acting job. But Larson definitely pushed him. So, Larson, just don't even put yourself in that position, man. Just walk away from it.
So the Rock going to be pushed back now instead of a 3rd and 2 at the Rock 41. And good call, Glenn. It was number 79, Chris Larson, who gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar after the play.
If they weren't so thin at offensive line, you'd pull him.
Yeah.
You'd get him out, and you say, you know, we can't have this. And so you're going to sit on the sideline. You're going to cool down a little bit, but. I mean, they need number 79 out there at that left tackle position. So
instead of the 41-yard line, you move it back to the 26 instead of a 3rd and 2. It's now 3rd and 17. The trip receivers stacked again near side with a lone receiver, Austin Scott, up top. And that's where Roland Rivers is looking. And Austin Scott had some separation, then stopped. And he stopped the route, and it, as a result, goes over his head incomplete. A little bit of a press there toward the end of that, but Austin just quit his route.
I don't know what he's doing, Bob. You're absolutely right. You called it dead on. He kind of does a little stutter right around the 45-yard line. If he just keeps running full stride, he runs right to that ball, and he's actually behind a defender, so he's probably gone.
Yeah, it would have gone for a touchdown because Roland Rivers put it right on the dime, but unfortunately Austin stopped, and I know he did that recently last week too. Here's the boot now on the punt. Jake Chaplow is going to kick this one, and it's going to take a rock bounce inside the 45 down to the 42-yard line. Decent field position, though, for the Vulcans as they start out trailing by 7 at the 6:54 mark of that opening quarter.
And that's one of the most frustrating things for any quarterback is that whenever you know you've made a good throw because you trusted your receiver to run his route, and then all of a sudden your receiver does something differently, and in this case kind of stutters a little bit, and the ball falls incomplete. I mean, it's just, it makes you crazy as a quarterback.
And unfortunately, we're talking about this because of the Chris Larson penalty. Instead of running the ball for a first down at midfield, you're now punting the ball away. Now you've given the ball back to the Vulcans. And here we go, first and 10, with Mitchell in the backfield. And he's going to go play action. And he's going to be hit and sacked. Coming off the corner, Eric Glover-Williams sacks him inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, he was looking downfield, looking for his go-to guy, Jordan Dandridge, on a post, but just took way too long to develop. And Glover-Williams using that speed to get around the edge. And Mitchell didn't even see him. He absolutely plastered him.
Drops him back for a 9-yard loss to the 32. And it'll be second down and long. Eric Glover-Williams, of course, remember, he started the year on the offensive side of the ball as a wide receiver, now back in the defensive backfield. And here's play action again, and he pitches it to the outside, does Mitchell. And he has his receiver who is hit, and he goes out of bounds, that being number 16 for the Vulcans, Craig Thompson. And it's a short gain, gets it back to the 36-yard line, and he'll pick up 4.
And now here we go as we kind of line up quickly here. You got California here on the near side. You got Glover-Williams. He's going to be playing man-to-man against Dandridge down here. We'll see if Holt comes over to help out a little bit over the top. But right now it looks like he's just by himself over here on an island.
Number 9, Nelson Brown, is the sidecar right to Mitchell. They have not run the ball yet today and likely won't hear it, 3rd and 15. Mitchell drops back, has a lot of time. He wants to throw it way downfield. A lot of pushing and shoving going on downfield, but this is going to go out of bounds, incomplete. And I think that was just, my opinion, incidental contact, but not a catchable ball either way.
That ball landed by the bench back there, 5 yards out of bounds. So while there was absolutely a ton of contact, neither side was coming down with that ball. It was so far out of bounds and overthrown that that's a good job by the officials of just keeping the hanky in your pocket.
And it'll be a 3-and-out for Cal, so the Rock defense steps up. That sack by Eric Glover-Williams was key on that particular
Cal
drive.
Cal has not run the ball.
They have not
run the
it.
Ball once.
How about that? It is Jermaine Wynn back deep again to receive the punt from Alsobrooks. And it's a short line drive kick, and oh, this is going to be dangerous. Jermaine Wynn's going to step away from it, and it's going to take a Cal roll after a bounce around the 31 and roll down to the 21. So not much you can do about that. No return, and that might be intentional by the Vulcans as they try to hold down that Rock return game.
It's frustrating, and it's hard for a return man to do, especially a guy who likes to make big plays. But that's the smart plays, just to let that one bounce, because you try to corral that one in traffic, and just bad things are going to happen. So nice job by Wynn, just backing off there.
Here comes the Rock. Onto the field, Wes Hills, Roland Rivers the third. And now we see the tight end come to the near side, Zach Cirillo, and they're going to stack trip receivers up top with Mike Murhat in the middle of Jermaine Wynn and Henry Litwin. Here's the snap. It's play action and a throw to the outside screen to Jermaine Wynn. He catches it, puts his head down, goes across the 25, and he picks up a good solid 4, maybe 5 on this play, and they do spot it at the 26. Give him 5.
You can see what Slippery Rock's trying to do. They've been running the ball with such success that you have the California defense condensing towards the middle of the field, so you're going to have some one-on-one matchups on the outside.
So now that the ball is spotted up on the top hash, they bring the trip receiver trio down to the near side.
Look at it pre-snap here, Bob. You got 8 guys up in the box for California. So these receivers are going to have some great matchups.
And now they hand it off to Wes Hills, and he goes into the pile, pushes it near the first down marker. He's going to pick up 4 on that play, even though they were stacking the box. He pushed it to that left side and really did a nice job getting it to 3rd and 1.
And boy, will that anger a coaching staff. Whenever you stack the box, you put 8 guys in there, and you still allow 4 runs or 4 yards on a carry. I mean, come on. They're selling out to stop the run, and you didn't do it.
3rd and 1 at the 30-yard line of Slippery Rock. Let's see if the Rock can get this first down and convert. Hard count by Roland Rivers. Nothing doing, and they hit Wes Hills in the backfield. I don't think he's going to get there. The pile is pushing backward. They say he got across the 30, but he's going to be short of the 31. So he gains, and there's a late flag coming in now. This might be all for naught anyway, but it's going to be fourth and less than a yard. The Rock will probably have to punt depending on what the yellow hanky is about.
I would have much rather seen Roland Rivers check into something else on that play, because you had man-to-man on the outside, and you actually had trips, which means one of your safeties was going to have to get up there and play against a slot receiver. It just would have been a better matchup, I think, to try to get that one through the air.
This is an important penalty to see what's happening, and there's no side
really
offering.
Yeah, neither side is kind of signaling, and there's all the officials are in the middle of the field conversing here. So,
and actually, the referee having a long discussion with Wes Hills. So I don't know what that's all about.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, offense number 4.
They call
it. 15 yards from the end of the run. The down will count and be fourth down. That is number 4 is the Slippery Rocks' first unsportsmanlike of the game.
All right, so they call Wes Hills after the play, and probably some shenanigans going on at the end of that pile, because the pile was still moving, but it started to stack backwards after they blew the play, so blew the play dead. So this is going to definitely set up a punting situation.
I mean, right now, to this point in the game, Bob,
number
you have
32 of California does not have to leave the play for one game due to the foul.
4 penalties for Slippery Rock, 0 for California. What he's talking about there is, I think what happened is Wes Hills ripped off a California player's helmet.
Typically
when a helmet comes off, you have to miss a play. But because of that, he does not have to sit out this down.
So for California, back deep is Derek Carraway, and he's going to actually get great field position. And this is a short kick by Jake Chepla, and it actually he came up to try to make a fair catch, and it was so short that he had to back away from it, and it hits it around the 44, and that's where it will sit down. And Cal will start out first and 10 already in Rock territory. So these penalties now, even though the Rock is up 14-7, are starting to add up a little bit and cost the Rock.
And it's those fouls. I remember pregame with Tyler at IUP talking about you don't mind effort penalties. If someone is really battling hard in the middle of a play, that's okay. It's this post-play pushing and shoving personal foul 15 yards. I mean, that just cannot happen.
So out comes Mitchell. Noah Mitchell, the freshman quarterback for Cal. And on the outside of him is a big running back, Nelson Brown. They've not handed it off to him yet today. And he's actually going to go in motion up into the slot. It's an empty backfield, 5 receivers set. This is going to be a pre-snap, blown dead, and probably motion on Cal.
Offense, number 53, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Eric Hudanik, offensive lineman, called on the foul. So now this one goes against Cal, and that'll push him back to the 50-yard line.
Boy, after such a sharp start for both these teams, things have really gotten sloppy here over the last 5 minutes of gameplay.
Well, it fits the day, as it is a sloppy looking day. Ball back to the 49-yard line. Here's Cal now, and they go with the same set look. Mitchell drops back, throws inside root. It's caught and in and out of the hands, and good work by the Rock to force that ball away from the intended receiver, being Craig Thompson on that play. And it was that Chad Kuhn that was on the coverage there. Or was that Timmy Vernick that stepped up? It was one of the number 40s, 45 or 46 there, who forced that ball in and out of his hands. So it goes incomplete, second down.
Maybe California has just decided that they do not want to run the football at all today, because they have yet to run the football.
And barely even showing play fake here. Now here's the snap to Mitchell. And this time he does hand it off, and he fumbled it. He handed it off to Brown, but he lost the handle. Now Mitchell dives on it, but it'll go across the 50 down to the 48 of California.
It's not that Brown fumbled it, Bob. It's at the last second, Noah Mitchell decided he wanted to try to pull that one back because he wanted to throw it. And in these wet conditions, ends up with a fumble. So they were going to throw the ball again on that play. No, or at least Mitchell wanted to, but lost the handle.
All right, so they move it back now to the 48, and it'll make it a third and 18, and boy, you need to take advantage of this. This will make up for some of the penalties that you've caused yourself. Now in the pistol goes Mitchell, and he'll be backside by Brown, but Brown will now step up in the sidecar role, throwing it downfield for his receiver, and it's out of bounds, incomplete. Coverage that time by the Rocks. Was that Spearman? It is. Spearman. Yeah, Tyree Spearman. I was going to say Spadacy, and you get that confused, but good coverage downfield. It's incomplete.
And you can see the coach and staff working the officials here on the sideline for California. Listen, we talked about it, you and I, on the way down here. That is part of the California game plan, is to throw the ball deep and try to get a pass interference. They have no intention sometimes of completing the pass. They just want to buy a free first down through pass interference. I truly believe that's part of what they do, and they tried it there.
And I really thought it was good work downfield by Spearman. No penalty thrown, so it'll be a punting situation and another three and out for the Vulcans. And now they're going to fake the punt, and the punter's going to run downfield. He's going down the sideline. He's going to get the first down. And the punt fake catches the rock napping as the punter went to kick it, and actually one of the rock defenders was right near him, and he just pulled it back up and took off running.
Yeah, that's actually Brian Also Brooks, who's actually listed on the two deep as a quarterback. And he takes it off downfield. And, boy, special teams have been the only sign of life for California today, but it's keeping them in the game. So you had a kickoff return for a touchdown and now a fake punt for a big conversion. And the offense has new life.
And so instead of the Rock getting the ball back, leading 14-7, 2:20 mark of the opening quarter, Cal gets it back. They're deep in Rock territory, down to the 30-yard line.
Slippery Rock had set up, was trying to set up a return, so everybody's back was to the punter and nobody paying attention. They finally run it.
Now they run it up the middle, and here's Brown, and he's getting to the outside. Brad Zafferman coming in, trying to tackle him. Now the whistle blows, and fortunately Zafferman pulled away from him instead of throwing him down, and that avoids a penalty, fortunately, but it is a negative yardage tackle, but they had already gained 5 yards. He pushed him back to the 30, but the forward progression actually got him across the 25 to the 24, so give him a good 6 yards on that carry.
And finally, a minute 38 to go in the first quarter, California runs the football. That was a bizarre start to see them air it out that many times.
Second and four now at the 24. Sidecar right, and it is a keeper this time, and Mitchell goes nowhere. In fact, he's going to lose yardage back to the 26. He did the run-pass option, and he kept the ball instead of handing it off. If they hand it off, they at least get the yardage back to the original line of scrimmage, but Mitchell kept it, went nowhere.
Yeah, that's a fantastic job by the interior of that defensive line of just clogging it. I mean, no matter what decision Mitchell made on that play, it was going to be the wrong one because the interior of the defensive line did such a great job of filling the gaps and just getting a great push into the backfield.
So great response by this Rock defense here. It's 3rd and 6, clock under a minute in the opening quarter. The Rock leading 14-7. 3rd and 6 at the Rock 26 for Cal. Empty backfield. They're going to throw it inside Root, and it's behind the intended receiver and incomplete. And this might be 4-down territory because you're going to be kicking a ball well into the 40-yard range, and I think they're going to stay on the field. 4th and 6 on the incompletion. He threw that just a pinch behind. Good coverage by the Rock, though.
Good coverage, yeah. I think no matter what, we were going to be looking here at a 4th down. I think even if they completed it, because I thought he was about a yard or two shy.
Here's Mitchell. Barks the hard count. Almost gets the Rock to show their look. Now he does the check with me to the sideline. 4th and 6, 39 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Ball at the 26 of the Rock, California. Now with sidecar right for Mitchell, and he drops back. He's looking, has time, throws it downfield. It's picked off. No, Kyle Hall catches it and drops it. And boy, he's had a case of the drops the last 3 weeks. He could have 3 interceptions now.
So here's the thing, Bob. That's better because he was running out of bounds. So if he caught it, it was going to be 1st and 10 for Slippery Rock at the 18. Instead, they get it the whole way back out here at the 26. So in terms of field position, that actually works out better for Slippery Rock that he dropped that interception.
And how about the Rock defense stepping up? Turnover on downs for California now. 34.7 seconds remain in the opening quarter. The Rock up 14-7. They're going to get the ball right back here.
Starting to pick up a little bit too on the rain here. You can see it coming down a little bit heavier.
At their own 26, Wes Hills sidecar to the left of Roland Rivers III, and it's Hills. And he's going to come near side and a great block up front, and he gets across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. He's going to pick up 7 yards on that carry.
Yeah, that great block that you're talking about is Alexander at the tight end position and then also Podgorski getting out there in front of him too. Both of them secure the edge and allow Wes Hills to get upfield, and it looks like the Rock offense is just going to let the clock wind down here in the first quarter.
7-yard carry for Big Wes. And that will do the opening quarter. It's been a wild one. Special teams galore, but the Rock has a 14-7 lead in the opening quarter. 3 to go to determine the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division champion this year. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Butler Steel Supply. What do they do? Everything. When it comes to steel, they'll bend it, punch it, shape it. They'll custom make whatever you desire. Whether you're commercial or residential, talk to them. If you need it, they'll do it. Not exactly sure? Talk to them. They'll design it.
Hey, go ahead.
Butler Steel Supply, 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler. Or go to butlersteelsupply.com.
McAvoy's Auto Body and Service in Slippery Rock is a veteran-owned and operated auto body and repair facility with state-of-the-art diagnostics, a certified suspension specialist, and a master technician with over 35 years of experience. They specialize in rust repair, including inners, outers, and cab corners. McAvoy's offers military, fire, EMS, and law enforcement discounts, too. So if you're looking to get a great deal and great service, look no further. McAvoy's Auto Body and Service, half mile south of the Old Stone House on Route 8, 724-967-6860.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to open up the second quarter, and it's a play fake keeper. Roland Rivers, the third, looks to throw downfield. Now he has nothing and pulls it down, runs forward, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up a couple of inches, but that'll be about it. So it'll be 3rd and 3, opening play of the second quarter. The Rock up 14-7.
Something tells me, Bob, that that was supposed to be a run play because Henry Litwin here on the near side didn't even run a route. He just stood there and watched it all happen. So that tells me that Roland Rivers decided to change it at the last second and try to do a pass play, but nothing going.
So now 3rd and 2 for the Rock. They are 2 of 4 on third downs. And here's a pass play across the inside. It's big A.J. Alexander. He's got it for the first down out to the 44-yard line. Number 88, the transfer in from Ohio State, gets the Rock a first down.
Great read by Roland Rivers. You had California bring their middle linebacker on a blitz. So what does that mean? The middle of the field should be wide open because there's no defender there. Throws to the tight end right across the middle.
That's an 11-yard grab. It makes Roland Rivers 3 of 4 now for 21 yards. Play action fake. Roller, he's looking downfield. Here comes the pressure. He steps up to avoid it. Now the rest of the pressure comes from the interior. Knocks him down. He actually picks up a yard on that, so you give him a yard carry. It could have been a disaster.
I think, again, you had some miscommunication, though, Bob, because Henry Litwin and Jermaine Wynn were within 3 yards of each other. So both of them looked like they were running the same route, and that's just too much clutter, too many bodies in the same spot.
Jermaine Wynn, the transfer in from Alderson Broaddus. He's on the near side with Henry Litwin. And up top, we have, Carnell Harley. It is. Sidecar to Roland Rivers is Wes Hills from the left side, and he takes it. And he goes into the pile and is smacked as he gets to the 48-yard line. He'll pick up a hard-fought 2.
Now you bring up a 3rd and long, and, these past few snaps, you've seen this front 7 for California really respond, getting some pressure on Roland Rivers, being sharp against the run. So, but luckily on a 3rd and 6, I really like the matchups for Slippery Rock in the slot here. I'd be looking for number 9, Jermaine Wynn, on some type of out pattern down here going against this safety.
Same formation, sidecar left is Hills with the 2 receivers near side, and it's 3rd and 6. Now in motion goes Big Wes, and they're going to screen it to Wes, number 4. He's got some room to move. He darts across the 50. Guess what? He's got that first down, shoved out of bounds into Cal territory to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, nice job by Wes, because initially it looked like there was not going to be much there, but he bounces it towards the sideline, keeps his feet in bounds, and gets the yardage necessary to move the sticks.
7-yard grab by Big Wes. So the Rock into Cal territory, up a touchdown, 12:20 mark of the second quarter.
Hills is going to get a little bit of a breather, Jakar Berry onto the field.
And he'll be the sidecar right to Roland Rivers the third. In motion comes Henry Litwin to the top side near the Rock sideline. And it'll be a handoff, no play fake. Now going to screen it out to Litwin. He's got running room. First down and more across the 30. Leapfrogs inside the 25. And a big first down grab by number 11, Henry Litwin.
Yeah, the California defense just totally lost track of number 11. I mean, nobody near him when he makes this catch. And he gets 10 yards upfield before he even comes across a defender.
picks up 20 total on the play, moves the chains, first and 10 Slippery Rock at the California 25. Jakar Berry will now stay in the game, and he'll be sidecar to the left of Roland. And trip receivers near side. And in motion to that side comes Jakar Berry. They look that way briefly. Now Roland going to run. He's got running room. He can go to the outside. Keeps it inside. He robs a tackler across the first down marker, but we've got a penalty flag deep in the secondary coming down.
Flags, yeah.
And we have a California defender down. That's Brendan Edwards laying down in between those flags.
So we'll see what the call is going to be here, but I saw two flags, and they came in at two different times throughout the play. So it leads me to believe that we have two different penalties coming up here. And, boy, that California player in some serious pain.
Yeah, the training staff coming out to attend to him. He's laying on the far side, number 10 of the yard line markers, laying right on the zero of the 10 at this moment. And he looked like he was in some discomfort for sure. But what's the flag all about? That's the question for the moment. Here comes the referee with the decision.
Personal foul, illegal blow, block below the waist, offense, number 64, 15-yard penalty, remain, first down.
So it might have been downfield, Steve Gaviglia with a block downfield in the as the play was developing. So, and he got deep downfield very quickly.
Yeah, to be honest, I did not see anything, so not quite sure if it's a good call or not, but that's now three personal foul penalties against this Rock team, and that's 45 yards that you've just given up. It's not like these – let's put it this way, Bob. If it was three false starts and you're talking 15 yards in penalty, one thing. You're talking three personal fouls. You're 45 yards in penalties.
Yeah, and instead of being first and 10 inside the 15, now you're going to stack yourself back up first and a long way.
First and nine because, I mean, it's 15 yards from the spot of the foul, so, but still, yeah, I mean, what, you're,
okay.
you were looking at a first and goal, weren't you?
Pretty close. You were, because he got it inside the 10, that's what I was saying. He had gotten the first down, so yeah, I forgot that's a spot foul. So fortunately, it moves it back inside the 25 to the 24, so, but still, that's 15 yards. Mm-hmm. Here it is, Roland Rivers dropping back, he wants the end zone. Now he's going to run forward, and he's going to be hit. Dragged down as he gets to the 20. He's going to be shy of it, 21-yard line, as the tackle made by Julian Cox, linebacker for the Vulcans, and it'll make it a second and about six.
Credit the secondary right now because they are playing well. There's just nowhere for Roland Rivers to throw this ball. You can see him. He's scanning the field. He's back there in the pocket trying to find someone, and there's nowhere to go with it.
So now a second and six at the 21 of Cal. And it'll be a handoff. Wes Hills, he kicks it to the outside. He's running for that marker, and he's not going to get there. He's going to run out of real estate, be about 2 yards shy. He gets across the 20 to the 19. They're going to mark it at the 18. So it'll make it probably a third and long two, if not three.
The interesting thing will be, if you don't get it here on third down, in these conditions, do you still bring out the field goal unit, or is this four down territory?
You'd be kicking against virtually no wind, but it is very soggy. Third down, Slippery Rock. They try to get California to show. I don't think they showed anything, but they did the check with me to the sideline to call in the play.
I don't see any reason why this isn't a run with either Wes Hills or Roland Rivers. It's got to be one of those two. One of those two can get you the 2 yards you need here.
Third and three, and it's a high snap over the head of Roland, and he's going to try to pick it up. Now he's going to run and be hit and sacked. And that ball just went, well, he talked about the wet conditions. It was a high snap. Looked like it was grabbable, but it just went right through his hands, and it knocks the Rock all the way back to the 25, 27-yard line. And that's a big loss of 9 yards. It'll be fourth down.
Looks like they are going to attempt a field goal here, though. As Jake Chappell comes out, and they're going to put this one down at the 34, 10 yards from there, so a 44-yard attempt coming up here.
And it's the high hash, the top hash, near the Rock sideline. No wind to deal with. Out of the hold of Mike Merhot, a 44-yard attempt for Jake Chappell. Here's the snap. It's a good one. Here's the boot. It's up. It's long enough. Did it go through the uprights? It did not. Looked like it was wide left. Just a bit, but wide. And that's the side Jake has been working on a bit this week. We were told by Coach Sean Lutz that Jake has had a problem kicking from right to left at Slippery Rock because of the scoreboard angle. He loses the vision. And they have the same setup here at Cal, and they just pushed that one out, and it's no good. So the Rock remains in the lead 14-7 at the 9:07 mark of this second quarter.
I mean, that's all well and good, but come on, kick it through, man. I mean, whether you're kicking it right to left or left to right, kick it through. You got one job.
So Cal starts out first and 10 at the Rock 27-yard line. Mitchell in the shotgun, trip receivers near side, and he hands it off to Brown, and he is hit immediately, and he'll punch forward for 1 yard.
Boy, it's discouraging, though, Bob. I mean, you had a great drive going. Could have, should have probably had a first and goal at one point, but the penalty brings it back and just unable to recover from that. And so you end up walking away with no points after a very promising drive.
Well, it went 12 plays, but yeah, you got nothing out of it. So 14-7 remains the score, and it'll be 2nd and 9 at the 28 for Cal. Mitchell will be in the shotgun. Sidecar right is Brown. Here's the snap. Play action. Across the middle. Hits his man. This time he holds on and grabs it for a first down.
We need somebody to start covering that slant. I mean, that's probably the 5th or 6th time that California has thrown that route, and I think they've completed it 3 or 4. All it is a slant from the slot position, and it is uncontested. So that's just too easy. Got to make an adjustment on defense and start covering that up.
That's Chad Livingston, number 80. He pulls it in for 12 yards, first down at the 40-yard line for Cal. Mitchell, same formation. He's in the shotgun, and he goes, drops back again. He's looking downfield, throws, and the battle downfield. Eric Glover-Williams was on Caraway. They shove each other as they go out of bounds. That welcomes a flag. The ball was thrown short as those two were battling downfield. It's incomplete, but what's the flag about?
I think you're going to have pass interference against Glover-Williams, and then you're going to have a personal foul, unnecessary roughness against the receiver after the play.
So let's see how they sort this out. They are talking about it. Boy, and as a result, Eric Glover-Williams is going to come off the field and be lectured. He's going to be off the field for a play.
Should just, at the end of the day, just reset back to the same spot, because the personal foul would have been during the play. The unnecessary roughness would have been after the play, so they're not offsetting. So technically you move up 15 yards to come back 15 yards, and it should just be same spot.
Defensive coordinator Dom Rosano saying his piece with Eric Glover-Williams.
During the play, pass interference, defense, number 19 of the defense. That 15-yard penalty will be enforced for the previous spot, resulting in an automatic first down. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 10 of the offense. That 15 yards will be enforced for the succeeding spot. It will remain 1st and 10. This is number 10's first unsportsmanlike of the game.
And we have about a quarter of the roster members between these two teams with personal fouls
already.
You
really have to march it off.
Yeah. We're going to run back and forth here.
That is such a formality.
I know. It's kind of silly to see, but we're going to go right back to where we were, 1st and 10 at the 40-yard line.
Oh, man. Officials. That's good stuff. Now, Bob, I had that called 30 seconds after the play, and here we are. We're still not playing football.
We're still waiting.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, it's like we're either waiting for an Uber driver or a pizza delivery. 1st and 10 at the 40, 7:56 mark of this second quarter. The Rock leads at 14-7. It has not been a pretty game, to say the least. And we go with a double formation of receivers on each side with sidecar right of Brown and Mitchell. Play action across the middle, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That ball has got to be awfully wet, and he tried to hit Jordan Dandridge, number 14, for the first time on that slant.
Again, it was wide open, though. I mean, so, listen, you're dodging a bullet right now with these incompletions. Pretty soon they're going to start catching them. And so you got to make an adjustment.
2nd and 10. At the 40-yard line, clock at 7:53 of the opening second quarter. Trip receivers now to the near side. Man-to-man coverage. Mark Carter creeping back right now. He's anticipating something. And here comes the pressure. And nowhere to go for Noah Mitchell. He's dropped for a 4-yard loss on the host of tacklers that came in for the sack.
Just a complete jailbreak. First person in there for Slippery Rock was number 52, Jeff Marks. But then the rest of the down linemen get down there. I mean, Mitchell just had no time. By the time he got the snap and took his drop, the pocket had already collapsed.
And the depth of this Rock defensive line shown right here, they do a wholesale change of that front setup with 3rd and 14 facing Cal. So some dry bodies into the game. Here comes the pressure. Mitchell has time, throws downfield, and it's picked off. Picked off by the Rock. Coming up with it,
KD Roberts
is back in the game, and he's got it. KD, how about it?
On a diving attempt, nonetheless, and a great, great play by five, getting after that one and making sure he corrals that one in. And here we go, Rock offense again with great field position. And, Bob, one thing I'd actually like to see now after a turnover, a little tempo. Get out here on the field, and let's see if we can move the ball quickly, get to the line in the scrimmage quickly, and really try to push this one downfield.
Yeah, you've got to start taking advantage of the missed opportunities for Cal, and you've got them on their heels right now. You're up a touchdown, and you've got 1st and 10 in your own territory at the 45. Wes Hill's back in the game, and it's a keeper for Roland Rivers. He's going to go right up the front of the right side, right behind where Wes Hills broke through on trying to block somebody, but there was nobody there. And he gets it out to the 50, to the 49, into Cal territory, a pickup of 6.
Yeah, he's just following Colton Robb right up the field off the right guard and does a nice job getting 6 yards there on first down.
Into Cal territory for the Rock. Trip receivers near side. That's the California sideline. Now Jermaine Wynn will go into motion to the top side where he'll join Carnell Harley. And it's a play fake. Oh, and Roland Rivers, I don't know if he started to lose the handle there. He falls right at the 50. He's going to lose a yard on that play. He did the keeper and was going to scramble to the outside. He either lost his footing or was losing the handle of the ball and fell right on it.
That's the most important thing is, though, Bob, he fell on it. Instead of trying to pick it up and all of a sudden you have a fumble-rooski going out there in the field, just dives on it and sets up 3rd down here.
3rd down and 5 now for the Rock at the 50. You've got Carnell Harley, Jermaine Wynn up top. You have Dakota Clannigan, who's back from injury, along with Austin Scott to the near side. Sidecar right, Wes Hills, RR3, drops back. Has time. Now here comes the pressure. It's coming from the backside. He's fumbled. He got it punched out, and California's going to recover in their own territory, but good field position for them at the Cal 46. He never saw him coming from the backside, and the ball was punched free.
He was trying to escape. I mean, he was rolling out to his right, but the pressure caught up to him and just not doing a great job of ball security by Rivers on that play and coughs it up. So 2 turnovers traded back and forth here between the two teams, and here comes the Cal offense back out. Man, and after those first 2 possessions for Slippery Rock and how good they looked, they have not been able to get anything ever since.
So Cal starts over 1st and 10. They will be on their own 46. There is 5:51 to go in the half. 14-7 Slippery Rock. Here comes Cal. Pistol formation for Mitchell. Takes the snap. He will hand it off to Brown. Brown hesitates, goes forward for a yard. Now he pushes the pile for 2 more. He'll get 3 out of that.
Yeah, nice job by Brown. You got to credit him on that one because that should have been a no-gainer, and he ends up getting 3 really tough yards out of it.
So it'll be 2nd down and 7 as the ball is near the midfield stripe to the 49. Clock turning under 5:25. Again, the Rock in the lead by a touchdown in this battle for the Western Division Championship of the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. Sidecar right for Mitchell is Brown, and it's going to be a look to the far side. He's trying to get downfield. It's knocked in and out of the hands of Glover Williams almost incidentally. I don't even think he saw that ball coming. Whether he was able to read the receiver's eyes, I'm not even sure about that.
Just looking at it, Bob, I think that's what he did. He saw the eyes starting to get big of the receiver, so he throws up his right hand, gets it right in there as the ball is coming. Kyle Hall actually almost intercepted that then after the deflection, just couldn't get his feet down in bounds.
Intended receiver was number 10, Tyson Hill, and good work downfield by the Rock defense. Now it is 3rd and 7. Sidecar to the left is now Brown, Mitchell. And he drew the Rock off. He's got a free play. And he's going to go for it downfield. And the play downfield. And now we're going to get Glover Williams reaching out for no reason. And he's going to be called on the flag on the pass interference when the ball was uncatchable. And that was just a dumb move by Eric Glover Williams there.
Man, you talk about penalties being an issue. They had, Slippery Rock has 2 of them on the same play. Obviously, they're going to decline the offsides. And they'll take the pass interference.
And he didn't need to do it, unfortunately. He had just gotten beat on that play, but the ball was uncatchable.
Offside. Defense, number number 43. That penalty is declined. Pass interference. Defense, number 19. That'd be 15 yards. Results in an automatic first down.
That gives Cal first down in Rock territory, and the penalties are just atrocious right now for Slippery Rock and especially for number 19.
Veteran play, though, by Noah Mitchell, the freshman quarterback, on an offsides play, throwing it deep. That's what you're taught as a quarterback. It's a free play, so why not? Take a shot downfield, see if you can't make something happen.
Ball at the 36 of the Rock now. Here comes Cal, and here comes a pre-snap foul.
False start against, it looks like, the left tackle.
Offense, number 68, 5-yard penalty, first down.
14-7 the score. We've got 5 minutes to go in the opening half. And coming up at halftime, we will visit with a couple of gentlemen we visited with at the beginning part of the year. We'll give you a little look back because they've had big years. That's Steve Gaviglia and Kyle Hall. Both are seniors this year for this Slippery Rock University football team. Here's the first and 15 play now, and it's a play action, and he hits his man across the middle. And, well, they go right back to the very first two plays of the game to, this time, Chad Livingston across the middle, and he picks up four.
Yeah, it's an RPO with a slant from the slot receiver. So Noah Mitchell's reading the defensive line, whether he thinks that he can have success with a run or not. And if not, he's pulling it back and just firing quickly across the middle to that slant.
Second down. Here's Mitchell, and he's going to do the handoff sweep. No, he's going to fake it inside, and he tries to hit Derek Carraway, and he threw it so hard it was in and out of his hands before he could rein it. It's incomplete. That's one problem with a strong-arm guy like Mitchell, Glenn, on a day like today. It is so wet, and he is just gunning.
He doesn't know how to throw a changeup, and that's what he needs to do right now because those fastballs are just too much to handle with a wet ball.
And this is a big third down play now for this Slippery Rock defense and the California offense. Cal 0-for-5 so far today on third down.
Interesting, too, that a lot of these Cal receivers still wearing the gloves. I never really liked the gloves in the wet conditions, but they're going to stick with it.
Once they're wet, huh? Here's the snap. Mitchell drops back, has time, throws across the middle. Knocked down! Knocked down by Dalton Holt. As Chad Livingston was the intended receiver and number 22 who said, I'll have none of it.
Great play by 22. Great play. But did you see the umpire dive to the turf? Because the ball was going to hit him square in the forehead if he didn't. So he just flat out just dove down the turf. I was too busy laughing at that to really pay attention to the rest of the play.
Well, now Cal is 0-for-7. Or, I'm sorry, that's 0-for-6. They were 0-for-5. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. It's fourth down and 6. Here's Mitchell. Drops back. Looks downfield. He throws, has a man turning.
Short.
He's caught it, but he's short of the first down, but they're going to give him a great spot.
Wow, is that a great
They gave him the spot where his feet was, even though he came back for the ball.
That's a terrible spot.
That should be a yard short. They gave him where his feet were, and he actually dove back a yard to catch the ball, but it's first down, Cal.
Ball never made it to that spot. No way. Wow.
That was again, Tyson Hill on the far side. First down, Cal. They move the chains. Ball now to the 25 of Slippery Rock. Here's Mitchell. He's going to hand it up. No, he's going to play fake again. He's got his man. That's Dandridge. Or, I'm sorry, Livingston. And he's got another first down. They love that across the middle seam.
Slant.
And now we have a Rock player down, but the ball's down to the 10 after the 15-yard grab.
At some point, you need the linebackers for Slippery Rock to drop back and cut that off. They're playing up tight on the line of scrimmage, and because of it, that slant's right over the top of them. You need these linebackers to start dropping back because, honestly, this is no exaggeration. That's probably the ninth or tenth time that they've thrown that same pass right there.
And this is a big loss if it is who I think it is. That's Kyle Hall, who immediately dropped. And we just talked about him. He's going to be one of the features on halftime here. He's one of those senior leaders in that backfield. And he's down. And even Coach Sean Lutz coming out on this one to attend to him. And you see one of the other Rock players. And let's see, that's Tristan McDonald out there with him. So this one doesn't look good for Kyle. He's laying face down at the moment. And we don't know. Now they've got him turned over, but he looks like he's in some discomfort, and that'll be a big loss for this defensive backfield that just got two players back. All right, now he's standing up. It is Kyle Hall. He gets up. He's walking kind of just woozy. Let's see. Kind of catch his breath here. He's going to walk off under his own power. That's good. That's a good sign right there. I was worried about some type of a leg injury the way he went down. Might have got caught in the pinch there, but he's going to walk off under his own power.
Rub some dirt on it.
So now it's going to be first and goal. Cal with an opportunity to tie the game. 3:47 of the second quarter. And now they're going to bring a tight end in.
You better be ready to defend the slant here, because why would they not try it again?
I'm taking a little time getting set up here. Noah Mitchell, 7 of 20 for 76 yards. Here's the snap. It's a high one. He pulls it down, gives it to Brown. Brown goes through the pile and escapes the pile and gets down to the 5-yard line. He'll gain 5 on what could have been only 1 or 2.
Should have been only 1 or 2. They really had him bottled up right there behind the guard after the handoff and just unable to get anything else going.
And again, mistakes by the Rock. I'm talking mistakes in the form of penalties are starting to stack up, and this is the reason they are in this position. I'm talking about Cal, second and goal at the 5-yard line. And we talked about it. We've been talking about it all year, and they just have not been able to fix that problem. And now it's likely going to result in a tie game here. Here's the snap again, and Brown's got some running room. To kicks it to the outside, takes it in for the California touchdown. 5 yards out. Nelson Brown takes it in for his 14th touchdown of the year.
Gut check time here for this Rock team, because let's be honest, in my opinion, I think this Slippery Rock team could be up by 2 or 3 scores right now. I think California has really given them every opportunity to be up in this game, but yet here we are tied. Things are tough sledding today. Things have slowed down a little bit offensively for the Rock, but they've got to respond here.
It's also Brooks now on for the extra point try, and he kicks it through, and it's a tie game with 2:34 to go in the opening half. We're knotted up at 14. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. Slippery Rock University football on The Rock Station 97.7.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
We're back here at Adamson Stadium getting ready for the kickoff. Knotted at 14. The Rock now 7 penalties for 81 yards in this opening half, and each and every one of those penalties have been critical and are starting to add up and getting the Rock into trouble. That's why we're knotted at 14 right now. Back deep will be for the Rock, Eric Glover-Williams, and he is back with Mark Carter. And it's Carter drifting back to his 5. He's got it, and they're going to fake the pitch around, and he's going to hold it this time. And he's across the hole, 20, across the 30. He broke right through a bunch of tacklers and ends it up at the 32-yard line.
Could have been more, too, but he just started losing his footing as he kind of crossed the 25-yard line, maybe just got tripped up a little bit and just couldn't regain his balance.
First and 10, Slippery Rock at their own 27. They'll have 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play with, and they have all 3 of their timeouts. Wes Hills coming out, along with Roland Rivers III, RR3. You've got Austin Scott coming to the near side. They're going to go trip receivers up top with Mike Merhot, Jermaine Wynn, and Henry Litwin. Sidecar right for RR3 is Hills. And it's Hills, no, it's the fake. Roland Rivers, he's got a first down carry, goes into the slide, but as he's hit, he's not quite down and gets popped pretty good there, but not before he gets to the 46-yard line.
I actually agree with the fact that that was not a penalty. That was a really late slide, and I thought that the hit happened right as he was starting to slide. I didn't think it was late.
Yeah, I think it was good. He just started so late, but he goes for 14, does number 14. Here's play action, and he looks and has a lot of time. Now here comes the pressure, and he's going to throw it and dump it off. We got a flag down, probably going to be in the vicinity of holding as the ball is incomplete. Roland had a lot of time momentarily, and then the pocket began to break down.
So obviously this secondary really up to the task today so far against these Rock wideouts. Is Roland Rivers, I feel like a couple times, has had some time in the pocket but just unable to find anyone downfield.
And the eighth penalty of the opening half for Slippery Rock is going to move him back 10 yards. It was holding. So the ball now going to be spotted at the 36-yard line of the Rock. And just a steady drizzle at the moment here. But it's got to be a very, very wet field at this moment. Here's the snap to Rivers. It's low. He pulls it up. Looks downfield. Throws. Henry Litwin goes up for it. He catches it. He'll be a yard shy of the first down. Gets it into Cal territory to the 45.
Really great throw by Roland Rivers. Put that one up where only his receiver was going to go get it. Right just shy of the first down marker. Nice route. Nice throw. Good connection there.
Gains 19. Now Wes Hills. He'll run for the first down. Kicks it to the outside and is dropped at the 41. As he kicked it to the outside, that's right when the defender for Cal came up and made the tackle. But he gets the first down, moves the chains.
See if they go a little tempo here. See if they can't get the the foot down on the gas pedal a little bit and try to push this ball downfield.
And they do go with tempo. Here's Rivers with the snap. Looking downfield, he wants to throw far side. Henry Litwin, he's got it. Catches it. First down.
He dropped it.
Oh, no, he let go of it at the end. It looked like he was coming down with it and made a turn, and as he did, he just lost the handle.
Yeah, I think he was trying to turn upfield before he really collected that ball in, and because of it, taking his eyes off it and drops it.
So now it's second down and 10. The clock at 1:18. The Rock into Cal territory at the 41. We're knotted at 14. And, of course, California going to get the ball to start the second half, so that makes this drive just that much more important. Trip receivers split to the near side. Roland Rivers, he's looking that way. Now he's looking across the middle. Now he's going to be hit. Try to avoid. Now he's going to be hit, and he fumbles. And it's going to be picked up by Cal at the 50-yard line. He got hit from the backside again, second time today. And no, they say one of the Slippery Rock defenders, it might have been Steve Gaviglia, maybe came up with that ball.
Boy,
what a break.
A lot of dancing there in the pocket, trying to find something downfield. And you'd almost like to see the internal clock for Roland Rivers start to go off a little bit sooner and have him take off with it instead of sitting there in the pocket and potentially causing a turnover.
I actually think it might have been Austin Waite that got the recovery there. Third down, and this is going to be blown dead. Here comes a flag. False start on Slippery Rock, moving back from the 50 into their own territory. Ninth penalty for the Rock.
They're talking to the Rock sideline.
I saw the far official, though, motion.
False
start. Yeah, it is a false start.
Okay.
Number 11, 5-yard penalty.
Henry Litwin called on that one. Ninth penalty of the half for the Rock.
I don't think I have.
To avoid a 10-second subtraction.
Oh, okay, so to avoid the 10-second runoff, Slippery Rock's going to call a timeout.
Okay. So that's why they were talking to the sideline then? Okay.
I don't think I have ever seen a football team as heavily penalized as this year's Slippery Rock team.
It's crazy. Just absolutely crazy. And how do you fix it? You make guys do running drills, you take them off the field, and it just continues to happen.
I mean, that one there, it's much like the after-the-play personal fouls, a false start. It's like, why? It's not an effort penalty. It's just a lackadaisical penalty. It's just,
and
man.
Here you are in the game of your year with the opportunity. You come away with the win. You're the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division champions.
Yep.
You would think discipline would be all through your mind here today. But obviously it's not at this point.
Nine penalties in the first half. It's amazing this game is tied.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that just tells you how poorly I think California's been playing so far. So
yeah. And it happens all the time down here. It just is amazing how they'll play atrocious for a half and then turn it on. Third and 23, pressure, avoids it. Rivers throws downfield, has Austin Scott wide open. He's caught it inside the five. Roland Rivers had just enough time, and he delivered a bullet downfield to number six. He caught it, and he's down to the one-yard line.
Yeah, good idea by the coaching staff to call a timeout there. It was going to be tough to get all of your guys downfield and get set up. But, yeah, a post pattern, skinny post, right down the middle of the field. And, boy, did Roland Rivers put that one on a dime, man. He dropped that one right over the shoulder of Austin Scott and just couldn't punch it in. But now they have a first and goal from the one with a timeout, which to me, Bob, you can still run the football then. You've got 28 seconds, and you're on the one with a timeout in your pocket. With the success you've had running the football, I don't see any reason why West Hills doesn't get an opportunity here on first and goal.
Austin Scott, 53-yard grab. The Rock immediately took timeout. So the clock stops at 28.9, basically 29 seconds to go in the half. We're knotted at 14, but a big play. Roland Rivers, the third to Austin Scott, has set up the Rock first and goal.
And, again, the timing of it, too. I know some people are thinking, well, maybe do you let the clock wind down a little bit more before you take your timeout? No, because keep in mind, you don't have a touchdown yet. You know, you need as much time as possible to make sure you still get in the end zone here. It's not even guaranteed. So I like the timing of taking the timeout right away and get a good play call here.
They're going to bring out Jakar Berry. They're going to bring out Roland Rivers. And they're going to stack everything up to his right with Wes Hills. And here's the handoff, Hills. He goes into the end zone and
he fumbled it.
And he lost the ball. He fumbled it, but I think he might have fallen on it. Let's hope for it. Because this is going to be a big decision. The ball back to the two. Wes took the bump right at the goal line and fell backward. And I think the Rock does come up with it. They do. Boy, they dodged another bullet.
They need to call timeout.
The clock turning under 15 seconds. And now they call timeout.
5 more seconds ran off the clock.
Down to 13 seconds, they get the timeout called. Boy, Wes Hills went into the middle of the pile, and as soon as he did, he got bounced to the left and immediately lost control of the ball, and it drops it back, actually. Did they spot that almost
to the
three-yard line?
Yeah.
So now it's going to be second and goal at the three, or it just now they're going to call it two and a half, with 13 seconds remaining.
It's well
operator, please reset the game clock to 16 seconds.
So we'll move the clock back up to 16. Rock now out of timeouts, though. California's interior did a great job stacking everything up. They knew what was coming, and they stopped number four.
It's just a well-coached defensive unit. Whenever you have a guy stacked up like that and a secondary defender comes in and starts ripping the ball out, you know, at that point, you're not going to make the tackle. He's essentially already tackled, so you might as well get in there on a wet day, try to force that ball out. Luckily, Slippery Rock's able to fall on it.
That was Jermaine Stevens who forced the fumble on Wes Hills, and Jake Tessick, offensive lineman, was able to fall on it, thankfully. So the Rock has another reprieve here. Move the clock back up to 16 seconds, but they are now out of timeouts, and they will go with the same formation. They've got Steve Gaviglia stacked up like a fullback, Jakar Berry and Wes Hills in, and it's going to be a play action for Roland. He's rolling to the outside, throws it into the turf. He wanted Jakar Berry. Jakar was standing at the goal line. West just maybe didn't have a good grip on that or was fearful and just trying to stop the clock.
Yeah, there was a defender underneath Jakar Berry there, so it would have taken a really nice little touch pass to dump it over top of that linebacker and get it in there before the safety. So decided to just throw that one into the turf and live for third down here, which is actually it's a smart play.
And now they're going to change up the offensive scheme here. Instead of having Jakar and Steve Gavigli in, they're going to bring in a lot of receivers and actually put Wes up in the slot. And now it looks like maybe California is going to take a timeout.
Yeah, it was a late substitution for Slippery Rock, and the play clock was winding down. And so California didn't really have a chance to get their matched subs onto the field, so they called a timeout.
So they take the timeout with 11.7 seconds remaining. We're knotted at 14. The Rock has an opportunity here on third and goal from the two to get it in for the score. Now, if you run the ball, you're going to be in danger of not being able to kick a field goal.
Here's what I was just going to say. Obviously, I'm no offensive coordinator. I'm sitting here just announcing the game. But I think you go back to that same spread look. You put your five wideouts there. But I think you do a design quarterback run with Roland Rivers. Spread the field. Get the defense wide out towards the sidelines. Have him bring the ball up real quick, show like he's throwing, take off right up the middle. I think you can catch the California defense sleeping.
I just looked over and see Justin Roper, the offensive coordinator, and he's calling out something to the sideline, but I couldn't read his lips. He's in the next booth here, so we'll find out if they do what Glenn Thompson's recommending. They spread everybody out, but they have Wes Hills in the backfield. Let's see if Wes goes up into that slot. He's not. Here comes pressure shown. Welland Rivers drops back, throws. It's knocked away and almost intercepted. Knocked away by number seven. That's Lamont McFadder the second, the big defensive back who is so very good, and he knocks it down incomplete. The Rock will be forced into a field goal attempt.
So what a big tackle that becomes on the post play to Austin Scott to keep him out of the end zone and keep him down here on a 1 yard shy. Because of it, the California defense comes up with a huge stop.
So now on fourth and goal at the two, Jake Chapla will be trying a 20-yard field goal attempt.
By the way, I think it was there. I think the quarterback keeper was there.
Mike Merhot with the hold. They're right in the center of the field. No wind, just rain. Here's the attempt from Jake. Snap's good. Kick is up. And it is through the upright. The Rock going to go into halftime. Well, we've got a kick to go yet, so hold the breath. 2.9 seconds still remains. But they take the lead 17-14, and I say hold on because it has been adventurous on kickoffs so far today.
Yeah, I think you just do a squib kick down the middle of the field here, force California to try to get one of their up men to pick it up.
So Jake Chaplin, now one of two on the day, kicks the 20-yard field goal. And give credit to Lamont McFadder on a big pass block.
Who was the guy who made the tackle? Jamal Martin for California. He's the one who made the tackle to Austin Scott because that's what kept him out of the end zone there. So that's Jamal Martin gets a little extra pat on the helmet from the coaching staff there because that ended up being a huge tackle that he made.
And thus brings back what happened last week with Wes Hills making the tackle on the interception play inside the 5-yard line at Clarion. Mm-hmm. And Sean Lutz saying that was big because you have a chance then at least to hold him out of the end zone.
Right.
That didn't work last week for the Rock, but it worked for Cal today. Never giving up on a play. It is huge, and it's a good example being shown here 2 weeks in a row. So the Rock has taken a 17-14 lead. We have 2.9 seconds remaining in this battle for the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division title. And we say this is it because if the Rock wins, they clinch it. If Cal wins, they play Seton Hill next week. And obviously we're not expecting a whole lot out of the Griffins to match up with these Vulcans, so we would need a lot of help if California wins this game today. And, of course, the Rock has their own big game with Gannon. They do squib it, and it's captured by the up man at the 32. That's Dylan Stallings, a tight end, and he's going to rush his way out of bounds very quickly, but not fast enough to have any time left on the clock. So we're going to go to halftime, and it's 17-14 in favor of the Rock. And nobody's leaving, so we have a flag
down here at the 35. You're going to have offsides against Slippery Rock on the kickoff.
Oh, and that'll give us 10 penalties on the half.
Unless they decline it. But, I mean, I would make them kick it again.
Offside, kicking team, number 22.
Ah, no, they say it was Slippery Rock on the offsides. So another penalty, and this is just getting – it's almost trick-or-treat-like right now. With regard to the penalties. And so the Rock going to have to kick it off again and move back 5 yards.
It's a shame because now you're going to have to.
The receiving team has selected to take the 5-yard penalty from the end of the run. We will have one on time down.
Oh, so now they're going to take the penalty
from the end
of 5 yards at the end of the play, and Cal will actually have an opportunity to run a play here. So this half is not done. No time on the clock. It's an untimed down. And California going to have an opportunity from midfield to take a shot here.
This is actually a smart play. I like it. Now we'll see what kind of arm Noah Mitchell has to see if he can throw a Hail Mary down there.
It's
good. Or if they try the old, you know, the band is on the field type hook and ladder type play. So we'll see.
It's at the 49-yard line of Cal. And The Rock bringing out their dime defense.
I don't know if
or
the freshman
nickel,
has,
I should say.
The freshman has that kind of arm strength to get it the whole way down there.
Well, they bring out Brown in the backfield and four receivers. Here's Mitchell. He looks. Here comes the pressure. He's kicking to the outside. He's going to roll. Now he's just going to heave it way downfield and hope for something. And up for it is one of the Rock players who knocks it away, and that actually is good to see. That was Kyle Hall, who's back on the field, and I believe he got the hand on it, knocked it away incomplete. So they go for the Hail Mary here at the end as he was kicked out of the pocket, and it goes incomplete. So now we will go to halftime. 17-14, the Rock in the lead. We'll be back to recap this exciting first half of action on a wet day at California University. Right after this, it's Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.